This podcast may contain language that's not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Today we're going over nothing because we fucking forgot. Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't say the F word in the language disclaimer. Because we forgot. We forgot we had a fifth Tuesday and we forgot to do a movie. So there will be no recap today.
Are you ready?
Nope. Nope, we're not.
For one dry kiss. Oh my goodness. So, yeah, between like planning for my sister's memorial service and Tam having her own fun puppy hijinks and whatnot, we forgot, we skipped a movie. So our fifth Tuesday is just going to be a little bonus episode and a mini vacay for us. Yay! Because obviously we need one. This goes under the header of podcasters, comma, not perfect. Huh.
And who are we, mystery woman that I'm looking at a video deeply into her eyes?
Oh, hello. Well, the person who's giving me the enchanting stare of, Corinne, you totally forgot to introduce us, is my bestie, better than the rusty, Miss Tamara Cosio. Thank you for being my friend.
And I am talking to my forgetful friend, which I'm thinking, conspiracy theory. This was my fifth Tuesday. It was supposed to be my movie. And we both conveniently forgot that there was an extra Tuesday this month. So we have lots of recordings in our arsenal, but they are all April theme, which is how to love. So we didn't want to mess up the rotation. And most people have a banner celebration on their 50th episode, and we fucking forgot.
Yeah, we don't mention it on our 50th episode at all. We record a couple of weeks out, fun fact, and it gives us time, a little bit of wiggle room. So if we need to make any adjustments or anything like that, we have some buffer. But this time, we were so wrapped up in figuring out how to love that we forgot how to do a fifth Tuesday.
So for sure, next fifth Tuesday, we are doing Boomerang. Eddie Murphy's 90s flick Boomerang.
Sweet. Which we've
been dying to do. Still watch that every time it comes on TV. Coming sometime this year, apparently.
I think that may be coming during our mystery month. Obviously, it's an excellent choice for that. I just wanted to say, though, that for our 50th episode that is coming up, thinking about the fact that we've created that many episodes together, I'm just so impressed that we've managed to create that this many of something together. And I'm happy with what we've done, and I feel really proud of it. And also, I know I've mentioned this before, but I gotta mention it again, that we were a month into doing this podcast when my sister died, and having these episodes that we're putting out pretty regularly really helped to like anchor me and give me a focus during a hard time that I really needed something to kind of focus me and act as a much needed distraction. So I'm so glad that we decided to go on this journey together.
Yeah. Samesies. I couldn't agree more. And you have performed wonderfully amidst all the chaos and turmoil that's been going on in your life.
Samesies with you. I am continually impressed by how fucking badass you are. I love that.
I am rather impressive, yeah.
You are rather impressive. It's true. Every week I'm just like, damn, she's so good. Ah, I love it.
Tell me more. Yeah, I have enjoyed this podcast immensely. I've enjoyed doing it with you. Same all the way around.
Okay, but serious question. I know that you've watched more Hallmark movies than you ever have watched in your life doing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one that stood out to you favorably?
I'm going to say it's a toss-up between the Santa Stakeout
and love that one.
The one with Tyler Hines and Aaron Krakow.
It Was Always You.
It was always you. I was like right in front of me. It was always you. Those titles always throw me off. That one was one that I appreciate more the more I watch Hallmark movies. Like I dug that one and I enjoyed it. And then after watching more and more, I'm like, nope, that's like top of the charts. That's up there.
Yeah.
What about you? And all of your Hallmark movie watching, was there a favorite for you?
Well, I mean, I just have a lot of favorites, and we've done a lot of not favorite movies of mine as well, but Playing Cupid, I think, if I had to pick one, Playing Cupid, favorite, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It had that banger of a scene where they sing into vegetables or kitchenware together, which is great. And then they had like the sexy making tortillas with the oil scene. And I was like, oh, feelings. What is this? And it had like a great kid actor in it. And yeah, I just liked a lot of the dynamic in it. And it was like hella diverse in a really nice way. So I liked it.
Yeah. What would you say is your least favorite Hallmark movie we've
done? Oh, you take a guess. You take a big guess.
I know exactly what it is. I just can't recall the damn title of it.
Boyfriends of Christmas
It's a movie
Pass.
That you had to buy.
No!
I thought it was the...
Oh, no. My one and only... I think it was... that's my one and only, I think, that you're...
Yeah. I thought for sure that was the one that you hated the most.
Okay. Wait. I'm the most bitter about that one because it's a terrible movie and I had to buy it. And I gotta say, Boyfriends of Christmas Past is actually like a well done movie, and the male romantic lead is a hottie. I had so many issues with it. It made me so flippin' frackin' angry that, yeah, no. Oh, so many feels.
I enjoyed that we had such differing views about that movie.
Were we even watching the same movie? That's my question. Were you confused? Were you watching something else?
No. Mm-mm, I just did not have the hot, burning hatred in my heart for it that you did.
What about you? What was your
least favorite?
Mm-hmm.
So many. Hold on. Let me pull up my list. Talk amongst yourselves. The one bane of my existence for the Hallmark movies, it's the titles of them are so damn similar. The Godwin Christmas one was fun to do. I did not enjoy that movie, but it was fun to do. Probably my one and only would be on the bottom of my list.
Yeah. That's our lowest rated movie that we've done so far.
I'm going to say my one and only was the low one.
So far, it's our one and only least favorite movie.
Yeah.
There's some ones that are definitely not good. Don't get us wrong.
But there's a difference between watching a bad movie and having to cover a bad movie. That sometimes the covering the bad movie and having to watch it over and over again and write notes on it. It's extremely painful.
Oh,
it's like having a cut or a bruise and then pushing down on it. So those were our favorites and our least favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the most surprising thing that I've enjoyed immensely in this Hallmark journey with you, Corinne, is your impromptu singing and lyrics to songs that you invent. I love that. I love that you do that. It gets me every time. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song and the lady in gray who's getting coffee. Oh my God. Died.
And that one, that's a teaser for an upcoming episode that we have.
Oh.
Yes.
That's right. That hasn't even come out yet. Oh, you're in luck, folks. You've got a wonderful, stylistically sung song by Corinne coming up. And it's a doozy. And it makes me laugh heartily.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I just have this problem with spontaneously singing all the time, so it works in my favor that you're okay with it.
What would you do if I wasn't? No singing, Corinne! No singing! We've talked about this!
I'd be just mouthing words to, like, the songs that I wanted to sing, and you'd be like, what are you doing? What? Are you saying something?
Did the sound cut out? Are you muted? You're... lip syncing to your song in your head.
Yes.
Yep, I see that.
Yes.
You're doing a very good job
Thank
of it
you.
Too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And also we've had a bunch of great interactions with some Hallmark stars. The first being Mr. Paul Campbell.
Oh.
That was my favorite.
Aw, I love Mr. Paul. And the coochie cooler moment.
Yeah, that was definitely one for the books.
Yeah,
Paul that Campbell was and the coochie cooler.
Fantastic. And under recent development of Hall Star interactions, I'm just going to say that last night I had a dream.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I dreamt that I was with Matthew James Dowden.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here's the thing about it is that in my dream, he was a very like tall, solid guy. And he totally just like lifted me up and started carrying me places.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hot.
I was like, hello. I didn't know that you could do that. And he was just lofting me around. And yeah, it was. It was kind of fun. So thank you. Thank you, Matthew James Dowden, who is in our episode number 50 movie, actually, Advice to Love By. So
he's getting a shout out.
Doing a little shout out to him, as he is the bookstore owner in that movie. Oh, thank you for being my love interest.
Who else recently have you been contacted by on the Twitter?
Oh, you know what? I mean, we got our first Hall Star who followed us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Miss Brandy Alexander.
Yeah.
And Michael DeTomasio tweeted at you twice when you were live tweeting his movie, Welcome to Mamas.
Yes. Yeah, because he's like, I'm going to do 3 tweets. And I was like, that's hilarious. And he's like, and this counts as tweet number 2. I was like, it's obvious that we have a deep love for each other. Thank you. Mm. I will be DMing you my number.
Looks like we made it.
My favorite interactions, though, have been like, well, Paul Campbell and also he's
Nelson
like,
motherfucking Wong.
Oh, Nelson motherfucking Wong. I have not interacted much with him, but I love Miss him, Nelson motherfucking Wong. And he did approve the Nelson motherfucking Wong nickname.
Yes, Nelson motherfucking Wong approved.
Yes, which I appreciated. Giles Panton.
Mm.
He is the nicest guy, and he does My Little Pony voice, and like Lego voices and stuff like that. He does a lot of voice work, and he played the dentist fiance in It Was Always You. And
oh, that's right.
He is a sweetie. He has a puppy who is adorable, and I am here for it. And we've had nice little exchanges back and forth. Thanks, Giles, for being just like an awesome dude.
You totally talk to cool people now.
Yeah.
We're next level.
I know. We should see if we can interview Giles.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Even though I didn't have a dream where he was tossing me around and carrying me places.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah.
You never know where that dream brain is going to take you.
I hate the fucking dream brain. My brain is full of anxiety dreams. And that dream with Dowden was one of those, because we were like hanging out and he was like carrying me around places, and then suddenly my parents came home and we were in my childhood home and I had to hide him, and it was all very awkward, and I was trying to get him to go through my window, and yeah, it was all bad.
That's amazing. Well, is there anything else we want to discuss Hallmark wise Corinne?
I mean, the only thing that I would like to say is a big thank you to our listeners, because we appreciate you listening, and there would still be a podcast without you, but it would be a little less rewarding, I gotta say.
Just screaming into the abyss.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I have left to say, other than, you know, talking forever about my dream life. What about you, Tamara?
No, I'm with you. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there with us this whole time and for all your support and all your kind words. And we love it when you guys reach out and tell us things that we've said and done that you really enjoy, because we enjoy doing it for you. So thanks, everyone.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a regular listener, because you'd probably be the only person's listening to this particular episode, tell a couple of friends about us. Spread the word. Give us some love, because we love you. Yeah, I'm emotionally blackmailing you, listeners. Yes, that's it.
That's just Corinne. Corinne's just saying that, not me.
Tamara's a better person than I am. We've all established
sure
that.
Sure am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anywho, as always, dear listeners, thank you so much for stopping by, and we will bid you adieu with one dry kiss.
Oh, and tune in next week for Advice to Love By.
So next week, Advice to Love By, for sure.
Yes.
We already have it in the can. It's ready to go. We were just a little off on the release date.
So y'all have a good one, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and suddenly found a co-host who could be so funny and lovely. And your smile can shine for miles, absolutely.